Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. You got your sports bros here. Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Ow!
Sada.
Wasn't that hot when I... Is it supposed to be like in the high 90s right now?
Yes.
Because I thought it was pretty pleasant today when I was out this morning, and then when I was coming in the afternoon, I didn't notice the Satan's anus in the sky. Is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
It is 88 degrees.
Okay.
Currently.
So not quite as bad as, you know.
It's supposed to be 100 tomorrow, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought today was supposed to be like in the mid 90s or something.
101 tomorrow.
Ooh,
97 hot. On Friday.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's bad out there now, but I found it rather pleasant this morning in this early afternoon.
It was misty in my neighborhood, but there was also, I thought there was a forest fire because like all that low cloud cover, everybody's flues must have just like been stuck in the air because I like walked outside. And,
we got rain. Yeah. I went to cut the grass and everything was a soaking wet.
Mm. Mm.
Which kind of surprised me a little bit. I was like, what? Must have happened overnight.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, jeez.
I was going to say I love me some PNW weather, but
freaking
all right.
Hey, man. Where'd that come from?
All right. Well, that's Schultzy over there. He's in for Buckley. Mm-hmm. Buckley is out the rest of the week. He's
doing
out.
Rich guy things.
Well, he's at his sister's wedding.
Like I said, rich guy things.
It's in San Francisco, I'm sure. Somewhere fancy.
Yeah.
The backup quarterback game is coming up next?
Yes.
2024 edition?
I don't have Buckley this time, but I got Schultzy, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
see how he does.
I feel very confident. This year, normally the backup quarterback game scares me a bit. I feel very confident this year.
Don't be scared.
There's not a lot of rando quarterbacks. I think I'm fine.
Well, the over-under will be higher than ever.
Yeah.
So we'll do that next.
Let's do it.
Coming up tonight in the club... I have an update on the world's most isolated tribe.
Oh, yeah, those guys. The Islanders, right?
They're in Peru. No, not those guys.
Oh, the ones that came out the other day cruising around the beach?
Yeah, they're in Peru.
I thought we were talking about the people on the beach that killed that missionary bro.
No, that's Senegal Island.
Yeah.
And they are, I don't know if that's the most isolated, but they're just on the island and you are not to go on the island or else you're going to die.
Yeah.
These bros and broettes are out in Peru way deep in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But recently they surfaced out at and on the beach and nobody really understood why.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy to
because
see.
Because they're way in there, but then they came out. So now I've got an update on that.
Right.
We've got a couple of deads and it's all hell is breaking loose.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And when a TikTok trend is just plain fraud. But right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com.
Number five.
There is a new The Match coming to TNT.
Oh, is this the golf thingy?
The golf thingy. It's going to pit LIV versus the PGA Tour.
Can I tell you that I don't really care? I'm kind of over the
I love
match.
Golf, and I don't really care.
Yeah, it's okay.
But that will be in Vegas, and it's going to pit Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, who are, well, at one time, they were mortal enemies.
Mortal enemies. Now we're all bosom buddies?
They are going to be a team against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big matchup, and yet I don't really care. Do you?
Well, I just told you.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I should. I mean, that's...
I mean, I think what it is for me is there's just nothing on the line. I mean, I like watching those guys play, but I don't know. In an exhibition, it's like a preseason game. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, there may be some good banter and stuff.
I hope
probably
so.
Not.
No.
Every one of those guys is a douche, except for...
There's not a lot of great personality there.
I mean, power rank the douche in that...
It's almost impossible.
I mean, Jesus.
I think Rory, well...
Brooks is the biggest douche. Well,
you don't want to hear me on Rory. He is a douche.
See, I don't think he is.
I think he is
he's great.
And I don't think Scheffler's a douche. I just think he's boring.
He's kind of douchey. Well, You're right. The LIV guys are the douches.
Right. But again...
USA!
USA!
Oh, wait. Rory's not from the USA.
No.
Actually, the USA team is the LIV team.
Yeah.
Damn it. What do we do now?
Well, Scheffler's the USA
How
team,
about we so don't watch?
Three fours.
Hollywood Brown is out for tomorrow's Chiefs game against the Ravens. Wide receiver is hurt.
Yeah, he had a shoulder boo-boo in the preseason and still not okay.
And receiver Jamar Chase is back at practice for the Bungholes today.
Still don't know if he's going to play.
They don't know.
Yeah, he said he's not hurt. He's waiting for a contract, which, you know, Cincinnati's like the cheapest team on earth. But he's been there. He claims that he's still been running routes with Burrow, but he's basically doing the hold-in thing and... Well, he's around, so you would hope.
They're playing the Patriots.
Yeah, so they don't really need him.
Hey, it's the NFL, man. Three. You need your guys.
Yeah.
You need your horses. What else? Are the Mariners even worth talking about anymore?
Not really.
Six and a half back in the AL West.
Well, I mean, dude, you're losing walk-off style to the freaking A's. You're 2-8 against the Angels. I mean, my God. What are you doing?
Can I give you some good news, Schultzy?
There's good news.
I need it.
The Astros are losing 10-1 in the fourth inning.
Yay! I don't think the Mariners have won a game on the day that the Astros lost, other than like one time since August 2nd.
Yeah, they cut it from like 5.5 down to 2.5. I want to say like 10 games ago. Then we looked at the stretch where the Mariners were playing like the Angels, the A's, and someone else that was crappy.
The Cardinals, the fifth easiest remaining regular season schedule in baseball.
It was like you got like a 10 game ramp up here, and the Astros were playing good teams like the Phillies. And they made up no ground.
Stupids.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Well,
it's because they can't hit.
They absolutely cannot hit.
No.
They will be playing the Athletics again tonight. Number two. In Oakland.
Number two.
The A's. They're losing to the Angels and the A's.
I would say you never know, but
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, they're not coming back from 6.5 back.
Metrics actually show that the Angels are slightly better hitters than they are, so do with that what you want.
Well, Brian Kelly is probably mad again today, slamming his little fist on a table, because he has lost his starting running back, John Emery Jr., done for the season, torn ACL.
ACL. Yeah, it's never good. And they've talked about this. The one thing that these programs, especially now in the days of the transfer portal, depth is hard to come by. You know, it's hard to sack guys up. So, you know, Texas lost two running backs, LSU down theirs. And the scary part is, like, okay, you lose a back, you're like, hey, the next guy up. But doesn't mean this early in the season you can't lose another one. So, yeah, I'm sure his tiny little fist slammed in the table.
Why is it tiny?
I just think of Brian Kelly as having small hands. It's like
kind of a little...
He's a little weasel.
A little goober. Yeah. Try hard.
Not a big fan of Brian Kelly. Really good coach. Just not a fan.
Well, the lengths he's gone to look, like, to fit in and look cool, it's just really kind of pathetic.
Yes.
Right? Like the accent, the fake accent, and then the photo shoots. And
no, there's something about him that just, a lot of things about him. Just rubbed me the wrong way. Not
the Broncos lock up defensive back Patrick Surtain, 4 years, $96 million.
Hey, yo.
It's a lot of money. He will get $78 million guaranteed. Now, here's the fun thing. Surtain played at Alabama. They issued a graphic today claiming that former Tide players this offseason have signed for over $1 billion total U.S. dollars.
Oh my gosh.
In the NFL.
Good Lord. What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of dough.
Now, of course, we can't fact check that.
No.
Or, I mean, I guess we could, but we're just going to go with them. But, yeah, over $1 billion. Just Alabama players in the NFL this offseason.
Well, and Sertan, like, if you're talking about the best corners in the league, it's Sauce Gardner. And then Sertan's the only other guy that probably has a claim that you can make a legitimate stake to. Because remember, highest paid doesn't mean best. But now that he's the highest paid, in fact, I want to look and see where Sauce Gardner is on the list. Because he's not, like... I'm looking here. Yeah, he may be actually be down a little bit because, yeah, he's still playing. I think Sauce is still on his rookie contract, if I'm not mistaken.
So well, yeah, he just got drafted a couple years ago.
Yeah, so he's way, way down on the list. So he'll reset the market eventually. But, I mean, you got, like, Jerry Alexander, $84 million. A.J. Terrell, who's good, not great. He got $81 million. And now Sertan at 96, resetting the market.
The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Coming up next, it is time for the 2024 edition of the backup quarterback game. Will Big Sook lose his sports radio job? Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Well, we do this every year. Cue the music there, Maestro. It's time for the backup quarterback game. Now, this is very important because, one, we on this show believe that backup quarterbacks in the NFL matter.
Damn right.
And,
you know, there was an article in ESPN, the front page of ESPN today, talking about the backup quarterback and how important it was.
No, I did not know that. I didn't see that.
It was on the front page. And guess who didn't read it?
Me. Why? Because it was behind a paywall? It was ESPN Plus.
It's possible, but I didn't click on it because I thought that'd be cheating to read about backup quarterbacks, knowing that I take the integrity of the backup quarterback game very seriously.
Good, I'm glad.
Please have my ESPN Plus login.
Oh,
do you really have one of those?
Yeah, could you shoot that on?
Absolutely,
shoot that on a text thread over to us. Yeah. Come on, we'll do, help your bros out.
I can't tell how many times I click on something. I'm like, nope, back out because none of the paywalls works on that. And I'll tell you what. I ain't paying for that.
I'll tell you what, of all the people in my life, you're the only person I know that has ESPN Plus.
Does it surprise you, though?
It's the combination that I got it with Hulu and Disney. Oh. So you can get ESPN Plus along with that. So it's just a package deal.
Well, I want that. Spit it up, Schulte.
Will do.
Yeah, so Big Sook. So we think backup quarterbacks matter in the NFL. And then, of course, this is also very important because if Big Sook does not hit the over on the over-under, he is fired on the spot. Kim will be here, and she will fire you. So there are two ways.
Do I have to eat dog poo out of a red Solo cup?
No, that's ridiculous. There are two ways you can win. The over-under, now, there are 32 NFL teams. Mm-hmm. You are going to have to get the highest over ever.
I've never failed because I haven't been fired yet. So
right.
Let's go.
You keep winning, yeah. But this year the over-under is at an all-time high of 27.5.
And I did say that I came into this one feeling pretty cocky.
So you can only miss.
But I don't have Buck, so, you know, because Buck's usually good for a handful on his own.
You can only miss four. Right. Now, if you fail, we have the third-string quarterback game. Mm-hmm. And there are 13 third-string quarterbacks officially listed on our lads. God.
All right.
You will have to get 6.5 out of 13. Now, if you fail that, then you're done.
Now, I asked the question.
I need a new co-host.
Because I can think of one off the top of my head. And I'll start with the Chargers. I know who their two quarterbacks are that are backups. I'm not certain I know who the true backup is. Does that count?
Well, again, we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see how you do.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we're going to go division by division, okay? This probably won't take you much time at all.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these, I do agree that this year it's...
I think it's easier.
There hasn't been as much movement.
No, when I was watching, I didn't see a lot of movement, and there weren't a lot of guys when I watched the preseason, because I only really watched the beginning when the actual backup would play. There weren't a lot of guys. Like, who the hell is... I remember when like, Bajent came in for Chicago, I had to be like, who?
Okay. Who
is this?
Let's start with the NFC West and the Arizona Cardinals.
That would be Clayton Tune.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I got to get my little dinghy here.
That douche canoe.
One for one. How about the Rams? Matthew Stafford. Well, backed up by?
This is a two-pronger. So right now it's Stetson Bennett.
Okay.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo is suspended. When right. Garoppolo comes back, it'll be Jimmy G.
That's good.
And then Bennett will whatever.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's back up in San Francisco.
That's the aerospace man. That's Dobbers.
Josh Dobbs, three yep. for three. And then in Seattle, Geno
Smith. Easiest one.
Why? Why is it easy? Because Sam Howell's better than Geno Smith? Is that why you're saying that? Oh, wait. I already gave it to you.
It's insulting.
I mean, I watched every Seahawks preseason game. Yeah. I'm sure Soup did, too.
Yes.
And what do you think?
Would you stop?
You can't just say that and then just leave us hanging. Who's better?
That Sam Howell should be taking over for Geno. No. No, 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 no.
Not
yet. If they decide to move off of Geno's contract, Sam Howell would be a okay level.
Geno's
going to
have a big year. Geno's going to mm-hmm. surprise some people this year.
AFC West, Denver, Bo Nix.
Now, this is one that, again, I'm not 100% certain. So it's Stidham and Zach Wilson. And I think it's Stidham, but I'm not certain. But those are the two. They got three quarterbacks.
Five for five. Let's go with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' new backup.
Oh, that's Carson Wentz.
Six for six. Carson Wentz, that one might have stumbled or might have gotten a few people to stumble.
Except Mahomes didn't play. I'll even go a step further. They signed Bailey Zappi to the practice squad. But I don't think he's on the active roster.
Dude, next year, I smell the practice squad quarterback game.
That might be harder, because then you get into the weird, like...
Kellen Mond, well, who's like, he playing for?
Remember a couple Cleveland. Years ago, like, when all of a sudden, like, the Easton Sticks of the world, you're like, who the hell is that? And now, like, Easton Sticks been around, I don't know, like, all the weird quarterbacks have been phased out. We know who these guys are now.
Gardner Minshew, Raiders.
Raiders.
Oh, that's... The
stash.
The guy that was for the rookie.
He's not the stash.
O'Connell. Aiden O'Connell.
That is correct. You are seven for seven.
Why couldn't I think of his name?
Justin Herbert's backup in L.A.
This is one, again, I'm not certain of. It's either Easton Stick or the Heineken man. They got both.
It is Easton Stick. NFC East.
See, a number of years ago, when Easton Stick was on this list, these are the ones that would stump you.
Eight for eight. NFC East, Dak Prescott, backup quarterback. Dallas Cowboys.
I got you if you don't.
Ooh. You got him on this one? He's stumped.
It's an easy one.
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't know why I'm blanking on the Cowboys. Schultz.
Cooper Rush.
Oh, Cooper Rush.
And if you want to play the third string game, Trey Lance is there.
Yeah,
well, shut
Lance.
Up!
Well, that,
it's a separate game!
But I brought that up because people don't know. Is Trey the second?
I understand. Please understand that we're doing something completely different for third string quarterbacks.
My apologies. Producer ruins everything. All right, I'll shut up.
I don't know why Cooper Rush was
Cooper Rush
drawing a
that's
blank.
A weird one. I just assume he sucks.
I should have known. He does.
But why is he always there back?
Yeah, he's there. I should have known. That's the Easton Stick. They he's been him. Around long enough. For whatever reason, I was thinking that Dallas had brought in someone else.
All right, nine for nine. Daniel Jones, New York, his backup.
Drew Lock.
10 for 10. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, new backup.
Oh, they got baby hands. They got
baby hands.
Kenny Pickett.
11 for 11. Look at you.
I told you I felt
very... Are you going to go perfect?
I felt... Well, I missed the Cowboys, but Schultz bailed me out. So technically, I...
Well, he
counts.
Counts.
All right.
Jaden Daniels, Washington, backup quarterback. I got this one for you.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this is Marcus. Yeah.
Marcus Mariota.
Took me a second on that one.
NFC North, Bears, Caleb Williams.
That's the secret agent, man.
Okay. Jared Goff, Lions.
This
one could stump some people, but...
It's the Tennessee kid.
We talked about it here.
Hendon Hooker.
That's correct. Green Bay, Jordan Love, backup quarterback.
They went out and they traded. The only reason I know this is because they made the trade. They went out and got Malik Willis.
And finally, the Vikings have Sam Darnold, who is their backup.
They traded Jaron Reed.
This one's a little tricky.
To Seattle. Minnesota has...
Sam is supposed to be the backup. Dang it! Tricky, but not.
Who does Minnesota have? They had Reed. They had like three guys that were playing.
Mullins?
Who?
Nick Mullins.
That is correct.
Hey, Schultze.
Dude. Schultze keeping you perfect.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't think I was coming up with Nick Mullins.
You guys are a perfect 16 for 16.
Schultze, you're coming in the clutch, buddy. I love it.
Thanks. I had to go into my head and like just to find the box score. I saw his name.
Boy, I just could not think
of... You know Buck wouldn't be helping you this much.
Freaking Buck.
Okay, we'll get to the next 16, the final 16, coming up next. We'll see if you can go perfect.
I like it.
You've never done that.
No.
And if you do, you also get fired, so be careful.
Schultze on the next one, just shut up.
All right, here's Schultze with SportsCenter. All right, this is the annual backup quarterback game, which next year will be...
Practice squad game.
Practice squad quarterback game. It's getting too easy. Big Sook right now, if you're just tuning in, he is throwing a perfect game along with the help of Schultze over there.
Schultze has a couple saves. Not certain I was coming up with the Cowboys, which that's the one I feel bad about. Like, that one was dumb. The Vikings, I can live with that.
The Cowboys guy has been there forever. Like, he's one of the longest standing backup.
You know why I thought that they went and got someone new? Maybe I was the Trey Lance thing was in my head.
So, Big Sook needs to get 27 and a half to save his job out of the 32 backup quarterbacks. Right now, he is 16 for 16.
Losing right now.
But a fun fact, if he goes perfect, he also loses his job. So, this is getting dicey. Let's go to the AFC East. Josh Allen back up in Buffalo.
They got a new one. He was there last year. It's Trubisky.
That's correct. Miami, Tua.
That is the great Skylar Thompson with Mike White getting cho-chopped.
A fun fact about Skylar Thompson, he and Brock Purdy, sixth and seventh round quarterbacks, are the only two remaining quarterbacks drafted in that draft on their original team.
It's a fun little nugget. And by the way, Skylar Thompson 2 years ago in the playoffs was better than Tua last year in the playoffs. Just saying.
Yeah, it was cold though. If you throw Skylar in that cold weather.
Skylar can handle it. His name's Skylar, for God's sakes.
Patriots, the starting quarterback is Jacoby Brissett, making the backup.
Drake May. And by the way,
that is correct.
Can you really respect a man named Skylar?
Yeah, it's a tough lot in life.
That's tough. It's tough.
Aaron Rodgers, Jets. This one, not that easy.
Oh, they went out. They got a veteran. They got Tyrod Taylor.
That's correct. 20 for 20.
I had a brief moment there. I was like, no, they went out and got someone so they didn't have to go to Zach Wilson.
Let's go to the AFC North. You've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Still Josh Johnson.
Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Still Jake Browning.
Deshaun Watson in Cleveland.
They got same one they had. I don't think they got a new one. They got Jameis. They got Jameis Winston.
It's like they got to save you. Nope, they did get a
famous
new one.
Famous Jameis. 23 for 23. And then we have Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's Fields.
Justin Fields. Okay.
Cruising.
All right.
Hey, like I said, I just
no
felt,
real hiccups.
Nah, I didn't think there was a lot of weird ones this year.
Let's go with the NFC South. Kirk Cousins, Atlanta.
Michael Penix Jr.
We've got Bryce Young, Carolina.
They got Andy Dalton.
We've got Derek Carr, New Orleans.
They got, this is one I'm not certain who the backup is, because they've got Haener. And they got Spencer Rattler, and I don't know who they named the backup.
Jake Haner is the backup.
Okay. Because Rattler had a good preseason. They were, I've seen some people jocking him.
And then, let's see, we've got Baker Mayfield in Tampon.
That's still Kyle Trask.
You won.
Boom!
You won the backup quarterback.
Boom!
Dude, you went perfect.
Great, now I'm fired.
Well, not yet.
No. There's more?
But if I were you, I would purposefully miss one of these.
We're going to chump this thing? Oh, that's right, because we've still got another division.
Yeah, we've got one last division, and that is the AFC South. C.J. Stroud, Houston.
That's still, it's still Mills, right?
I just said it.
Yeah, you just said it. He just got a contract extension.
The Colts have Anthony Richardson back at the helm.
I hate to do it, but that is Joe Flacco.
Why do you hate that? I love Joe Flacco.
He was great last year.
I do. I think he's great. I think he's a great story. And
I'm
going
to have to miss one of these next two because I'm not getting fired.
People crap on Joe Flacco, and they should just stop.
He was great last year.
So you're 30 for 30. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, like the ESPN show.
Like the ESPN show.
Trevor Lawrence, backup.
I
know you know this.
It is really easy. It's Mac Jones.
Oh, my God. You better get this wrong, dude.
I will. Don't worry.
Last but not least, the Tennessee Titans.
This is the phone a friend.
Will Levis.
Tennessee has...
Actually, you might not get this.
Billy, I know this.
You do
it's
know this.
Billy Joe Hobert is the backup quarterback in Tennessee.
Saved your job, man.
Jimmy Martin.
Thank God.
Really close.
Yes.
Mason Rudolph, the backup.
Neil O'Donnell.
Would you like to play the third string quarterback game just for funsies?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go the third stringers.
So there are 13 third stringers officially listed on rosters. Mm-hmm. You must get 6.5.
By the way, this really is another indictment on I watch way too much.
These aren't that hard
football.
Either. I think you're going to get most of these.
Okay.
Let's start with Pittsburgh. After Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they have...
They got Fields, Wilson, and...
Banana,
who else do they have? I'm trying to scan my brain for who else played for them this preseason.
You idiot.
I don't think I have this. No.
Any help from Schultze?
Schultze, you got who Pittsburgh's got
lifeline?
Here?
I'm trying to think of the third one in Pittsburgh. I can't.
Is he good at that? Ricky?
It is Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen. See, that's the son of a gun in the years past that would trip me up. The Kyle Allens of the world, but they're all gone.
Now they're third strings.
Exactly. Get out of here.
Okay, yeah. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, and Jameis Winston. There is a third stringer there.
Huh.
I think I know this one.
We talked about it just the other day.
We did?
Yeah.
We talked about this, huh?
We sure did.
Talked about who Cleveland.
You were here. Thanks for paying attention.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The third string quarterback game is kicking me square in the junk. Schultze.
Schultze.
That would be DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, former Pac-12er. Let's
that
go.
Is correct.
I should have known that. He actually played, too.
They had another guy, but I think they got rid of him or put him on the practice squad or something.
Yeah, they were.
They had somebody else. Oh, they had Anthony Brown, didn't
Thank
they?
Thank you. Yeah, they were having trouble deciding. It's like Brown and, very similar to DTR.
Okay, this one I know you got because you mentioned him earlier, but Broncos, Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham.
Zach Wilson.
Third string is indeed Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I only remember like ones where there was an actual battle for the backup quarterback job. Like those I remember.
Chargers, I think you got this one too. Justin Herbert, Easton Stick.
Tyler Heineken.
It's Taylor Heineke.
Taylor Heineke.
Not Tyler Heineken. I'm only going to give you half for that.
The Heineken man.
You only get half for that. Just for fun. Okay. Colts, Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco, third stringer.
Okay. I think I can name the practice squad, too, because that was the one where, like, anyone that used to be a quarterback you heard of was with the Colts. So they had the Beaner, they had Jason Bean from Kansas, and they also had Sam Ellinger. One of those sons of bitches is going to be there.
I need a name. I need one name. One name? One name?
One name.
Who are you, Seal?
It's one of those two. Ellinger.
That's correct.
Boom! Is Bean on the practice squad? Do we
I
know?
Think so. I don't know.
Because he played well. He played well in the preseason.
Yeah. Dallas. Cooper Rush.
Well, that's Trey Lance.
That is Trey Lance.
That's Trey Lance. Thanks. Who, again, they're still
Schultze.
Trying to make something happen. 5 picks in a preseason game, for God's sakes. Or was it 4?
New York Giants. After Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, they have...
Is Tommy Cutlett still there?
Tommy DeVito.
Hey!
That is correct. So you're at 5.5. You need 1.5 more.
Well, I'm going to get the one in New Orleans, so.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Kenny Pickett, and?
Hurts, Pickett, and, God, who else does Philly have?
This is the third string quarterback game we're playing here, if you're just tuning in. This is the Fan.
Third string quarterback? I'm the
1080 the Fan.
Is he a vet, young guy? Give me a hint.
Tanner McKee. Who?
Dude,
you weren't getting that.
I was good. He was in Houston.
Washington, Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota. Third string.
Washington third string.
Yeah.
Boy, J.P. Lossman.
Well, not in the league.
I was thinking of former Redskin quarterbacks.
You have to get two of the last three.
Who was their third?
Jeff Driskel.
Oh, my. Jeff Driskel is still in the league?
Wow. Yeah, he's in Washington.
Dude, that guy sucked in college, and he sucks in the NFL.
Where was he in college?
He was in Florida, and then he bounced around to like two more places. He was the number one recruit in high school.
Wasn't he like five-star?
Yeah, he was the number one player in his high school class, and he kicked rocks.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
I think he went to like Southwest Louisiana, and he sucks in the NFL, and yet he's still getting paid all these years later.
Okay, so you can push by getting one of the final three. If you get two of the final three, you win.
Okay.
So let's go with the one that you know, the Saints, after Derek Carr and Jake Haener.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler.
It is Spencer Rattler. So you're now at 6.5.
Yeah.
So you've tied the over-under.
Yeah. So either way, I'm not getting fired. Whew.
You're not.
Thank God.
Vikings, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, and...
It's not Jaren Hall anymore. He got dealt.
Mond, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, you got. He's in Seattle. It's not Mond. He's not there anymore.
Who's in Seattle?
Jaren Hall. The BYU guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Practice squad?
Yeah, practice squad. They traded for him. But the sad part is I didn't remember Nick Mullins was their backup, so chances are I'm not going to remember who the hell their third-string quarterback is.
Vikings stumped you.
Yeah, the Vikings.
They got you.
They got me. Goes to show you how little I care about the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, they really have a backup quarterback playing starter.
It's true. They got Sam Darnold. I mean, it should have been.
You know,
yeah, this is like a practice squad, technically.
I don't know.
It comes down to the last one. Brett Rippon.
Ow, for God's sake.
Is their third string quarterback. And finally,
the
San Francisco 49ers have Brock Purdy and Josh Dobbs. Third string quarterback is... Now, Buck would help you on this.
Buck would help me on this. Where is Buck when I need him? Down there being a highfalutin you-know-what.
He's probably at Niners practice.
So they got... the Niners guy. Again,
I don't think you're going to get this.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, his last name is the same last name of another third-string quarterback we have already spoken about.
We've done this. This douche has been a backup like nine different places. It's Brandon Allen, isn't it?
That is correct. It is indeed Brandon Allen, and you once again win the third-string quarterback game.
So every year, they get you between Kyle and Allen, but they just transfer teams. How is that guy still hanging around making an NFL paycheck?
A lot of guys named Allen out.
Yes. And none of them are any good.
Except for Josh.
He's actually good.
Well, for another year, you keep your gig.
Thank God.
Nice job.
All right.
Went perfect. That's a first.
That's a first.
And
yeah,
next year.
Can we officially say that Buckley, like, he does nothing but drag me down? You give me Schultzy, and now we're perfect. Schultzy, well, they can never take that away from you.
I'm already jotting into my notes that next year, one, you must go perfect in order to keep your job. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
We will also do the third string quarterback game, and we are going to do the practice squad quarterback game. May take a little more work on my part, but that's what I'm here for.
You have to dig around for that one a little bit. And something tells me that practice. You know what, though? The practice squad might actually be easier than the third string because it's going to be a lot of the draft picks and like college kids.
Well.
We'll
find out.
We'll see.
Tune in again next year. Major League Baseball Records Watch next on The Fan. All right, now to baseball. Hey, I saw a little fun fact before we get to Records Watch here.
I do love fun facts.
Yeah, this is a kind of a fun little fact. So do you remember the 2002 World Series? Do you remember who played in that?
Was that the Yankees Diamondbacks? Or was that?
No, that was 01.
That was 01. 2002.
The year after that, it was the Giants and Angels.
Okay.
And one famous video or photo from that World Series was JT Snow pulling the bat boy out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that at home
plate?
Yeah,
at home plate. Like he picked him up and carried him off. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he dragged his ass out of there because he was about to get run over.
Well, he was like 3 years old.
Yeah, he was only three. Yeah, he was a tiny kid. That boy.
It was Dusty Baker's kid, wasn't it?
That boy, his name was Darren Baker, Dusty Baker's son.
Yeah.
He is now 22, and he has been called up, and he is playing in the major leagues with the Washington Nationals.
Get the hell out of town.
That little boy from that little video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Darren.
May not have happened had he got his little ass run over.
Right. Pete Rose was gunning for him.
Ah, look at that. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, that's Dusty's son.
I remember that. When you said that, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that being Dusty Baker's son. That makes me feel extremely old.
He's now in the bigs.
Yeah.
So
is he a top prospect or just kind of...
I don't know. Okay.
I
don't know.
I didn't know. I feel like maybe he was coming up with some fanfare.
I don't know.
Thought you might know.
I don't know anything. Major League Baseball Records Watch. Will the White Sox lose 120 games? That would be the... it's not the record, but it's the modern-day record.
Yeah, because the old record was like what? Like
the Spiders.
12 or something.
Yeah, they lost like 138 or something.
And by the way, for fairness, I lied. Remember I said they were 39 games out of fourth place in their
Sox?
Division?
Yeah.
They're 39 and a half. So,
oh. Well, the White Sox are 4-38 since the All-Star break, dude.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And they're winning tonight. They're beating Baltimore.
Yeah.
6-1. I mean, what the hell?
Boy, does that say something right there? Like, although...
About what?
I mean, just...
Are you crapping on the Orioles?
Really? Come on, Baltimore. You're in the midst of, like, you're got a half game up on the Yankees, and you're losing to the White Sox?
Are they up on the Yanks?
Yeah, half game.
I mean, they keep having starting pitchers get injured. It's not like they're just...
But imagine at the end of the year losing to the Yankees by one game, and you're going to look back and be like, really? We lost to the Chicago White Sox. I didn't see Gunnar hit his 35th, though.
So the White Sox are on pace for... So the 62 Mets lost 120.
Mm-hmm.
As of now... They are 31-110.
No, it's 31-109.
Okay, then maybe they didn't play last night. They're on pace for 126 losses.
Mm. Do we know what the...
At their current win percentage.
Yeah, which is...
2.221. That's crazy.
Do we know what the all-time run differential record is?
Ooh, that I don't.
Because they're at -310, by the way, in case anyone was wondering. I mean, the Rockies, as crappy as they are, the Rockies have a -214, and the White Sox are significantly worse.
Well, again, we go back to the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, the team that I told you about.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Where the owner owned two teams, and he took all the players from the Spiders, and he put them on the other team.
Which, by the way, I still contend that is so diabolically good, it's fantastic. But
so they
can't
lost,
count that.
They lost 138 games, and their run differential was -723.
That doesn't count.
the actual all-time worst run differential, excuse me, -349 by the 32 Red Sox.
So
1932 Red Sox?
That is correct. And the White Sox on pace to finish at -361, meaning that they would beat that record. Oh, there you go.
Oh, the White Sox.
Dude, that's amazing.
God bless America.
And what's also amazing about the White Sox is that some people thought that they might be all right.
Yeah.
Like, they were not supposed to be this bad.
I remember people saying that at the start of the year. They're like, there's some talent there. No.
Aaron Judge is dipping a little bit. He is now only on pace for 59 home runs.
He's not catching his own record.
There are four active players to hit 50 or more home runs in a season. Can you name them?
Four active that hit 50 or more. Well, Judge.
Yeah.
Has Vlad hit more than 50?
No.
No. What about Harper?
No.
Alonso?
Yes. Yeah. 53.
Okay, you got 53. Otani's never got 50, right?
No.
Although, where's he?
Although
at?
He could this year.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he's on.
That's
he's,
next on my list. 50-50 watch.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else going through. Who am I missing here that would have been a big home run hitter?
You got anything over there, Schultzy?
Trout ever get 50?
No, I'm going Trout, older. No, I'm missing it.
Shohei's at 44 home runs and 46 steals right now.
Okay, so he's...
Yeah.
I mean, he's close.
It's going to be close.
Yeah. Did Three Soto weeks. Ever get 50? Did Stanton ever get 50?
Stanton.
Ah, that's
59.
Yeah, and that was with Miami?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that's why nobody remembers that one.
And then the other one is Matt Olson.
Oh, duh!
Boy, 54. I wasn't getting Matt Olson.
No, I didn't figure you would.
Everybody forgets about the guy that took over for Freddie Freeman, and he's regressed right back to the mean this year. So,
there are two guys chasing a triple crown. Did you know that outside of Aaron Judge, there's actually another guy within earshot of a triple crown?
No.
He's in the NL.
He's in the NL?
Yeah. I didn't even know this until I saw it online.
He's in the NL.
He's having a hell of a year. He's not nearly as close as Aaron Judge is. Like right now, Aaron Judge leads in home runs by 6.
Mm-hmm.
He leads in RBI by 19. And he is only Vlad passed him. He is 3rd in batting average. Bobby Witt's at 340. Vlad Guerrero's at 328. And Judge is at 324. So he's pretty close. He needs Witt to slide back a little bit.
So it's not, I thought you said he was in the NL.
He is. I'm talking about Judge.
Oh, talking about Judge. Like, I was like, wait,
there's
Witt.
Two guys vying for a triple crown. Aaron Judge and...
What, Ozuna or Ketel Marte?
Yes.
Ozuna.
You got it.
Oh,
Marcell
wow.
Ozuna. He of Atlanta Braves fame. I don't know how many people would know that because the Braves are a little off this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting with the Mets for their playoff life.
And that dude, I think he missed all... Was that last year or 2 years ago where it was domestic violence? He got...
Yeah, he got popped, right?
He got booted from the team. Now he's back and he's... Freaking
yeah,
just, awesome.
Yeah, look at this. 306, 37, and 98.
Oh, man.
I'll be damned. No, I wasn't getting that at
that?
All. I thought maybe like Alvarez or something. I don't know. Like, but I guess that's AL.
And did you see Ben Joyce, the closer for the Angels?
105?
105.5.
Good Lord.
He threw a pitch 105.5 miles per hour. That is insane.
Yeah, I saw that come across my Twitter.
And he said he could go even faster. He can throw even harder.
Like in practice, we've seen it.
We're going to see 110.
Are we?
I think so.
We never thought we were going to see over like what 102.
I know.
100 was going to be amazing. I'm not saying we're ever going to get to 150, but
dude, I just think what you're going to see is you're going to see someone's arm fall off in real time.
Well, we've already seen that. Go Google what was his name, Mike Saunders. That snapping sound when he pitched for the Rays back in the day, like
dude,
it happens.
Throwing 105. And like, is there a difference between 101 and 105?
I wonder.
I guess there's a difference, you know, but they say there's a big difference between mid-90s and high-90s. Someone's up there throwing, you know, 101 cheese, and then all of a sudden you're bringing 105. I mean, that seems absurd.
So they're saying that...
Because Skeens hits regular. He hits triple digits. He's a starter.
They're saying that Joyce came 0.3 miles per hour shy of throwing the fastest recorded pitch in the history of Major League Baseball. Aroldis Chapman has that... distinction, throwing 105.8 and 105.7.
I can't say that I knew that Chapman was hit 105.
Oh, yeah. A few years ago.
Almost 106.
And yet he still sucks.
Well, he was good at one point, but yeah, he's a piece of S, and he's now...
He is a piece of S.
Yes.
But he's actually still pretty good. He's pitching for the... he's with the Bucks now, the Pirates.
Well, is he having a decent year?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you start throwing 100, even as you get older. You know, you get down to like 95 by the time you're 40 years old. You can still pitch in the majors, right?
Yeah, crazy, man.
I just can't fathom the human body, like, doing that, being able to. Because I saw the clip of the, what's the kid's name from the Angels?
Ben Joyce.
Yeah, he's the tall, lanky guy. You know, he doesn't look like, not like, was it Brian Wilson up there or whatever? He's some scary giant dude. He's got that arm whip.
And that is Major League Baseball Records Watch.
I like it.
3 weeks left, guys. All right. Let's grab a pup beer.
Let's do it.
And slide on into the club. We have an update on the world's most isolated tribe. They're killing people. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.